the tambourine, yeah. Play a song for me. Hit a jingle. Jingle morning, you're so far away. Magic spell in here. My senses have been screened. My hands can't feel the green. My toes turn up to stay. Wait only for my booty is to be wondering. Your dancing's hail my way. I promise to go on the way. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, who lives on my knee. I'm not sleeping, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, who lives on my knee. Down the foggy ruins of time, down past the frozen leaves, the haunted frozen trees, out to the windy beach, I felt the twisted reach of crazy sorrow. Yesterday's beneath the diamond sky with one hand waving free, silhouetted by the steam, settled by the circus head. With our memory at stake, driven deep beneath the waves. Let me forget about today, but till tomorrow. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to.
Yeah.
around in the 50s, not the 60s, but the 50s, there used to be carnivals coming through our towns all the time, most of the time. Every carnival had what they called a geek. And I don't know if they still have them, but they used to have what they called geeks. And a geek is a man who eats a live chicken right before your eyes. He bites the head off and eats that. Then he continues to eat the rest of them, sweeps all the feathers up with a broom. And we back then, it cost a quarter to see him. Now it probably costs about 10, 15 bucks. But back then, before inflation, it only cost a quarter. Anyhow, nobody would hang out too much with the geek. He would let him much, left him alone to himself. And one day, I was having breakfast with a bearded lady. She was telling me, you know, the geek, he's really funky. He's low, more low down than low down. He doesn't like anybody. And not only does he keep to himself, but he considers everybody else as being very strange and very freaky. I said, Later on, as I was traveling around making my rounds, that came back to me at a certain point in time. And I put it into this particular song. You walk into the room with your pencil in your hand. See somebody naked. You tried so hard, but you don't understand. Just what you can say when you go. When you go so much happy, and you don't know what it is. Daniel, Mr. Joe. You slip to the back door, say is this where it is. Somebody points his finger at you and says, thank you.
some power ballet, and I went there to play this here song, and they booted me out of town for doing it. They got all upset. I am hard to believe that such a song would cause such a disturbance, but it did. Thank you. I was riding on a train one time from Durango, Mexico to San Diego. I fell asleep on the train and woke up in this town called Monterey. And it was, I guess it was about past midnight, not too much after midnight, but just maybe around that time. And a family was getting off the train. And an old man was stepping up on the platform to get up on the train. And he came down the aisle and took a seat across the aisle from me. Meantime, the train was still in the station yard. Anyway, I was watching this whole thing through the window, which was turned into a long mirror. And finally, I felt a strange vibration. I just had to turn and look at this man. He wasn't wearing anything but a blanket. So I turned my head to look at him. Both his eyes were on fire. I could easily see that. There was smoke coming out of his nostrils. I figured, well, this was the man I had to talk to. So I turned back, looking out the mirror again, trying to gather up the courage to talk to him. And the train started moving. So a conversation went something like this. Can you tell me where we're heading? We just turn it around again. Seems like I've been down this way before. Do you suppose there's any truth in that, Senor? Senor. Thank you. will protect you and defend you. Well, you're right on the road. Someone who needs a different door. But it ain't me, baby. this particular date I was born, it happens to be the High Holy Gypsy holiday. It's not gypsies, it's like Christmas time. So I went over there to check it out one time. And it was everything it was supposed to be. All the gypsies from Europe, Hungary, Romania, Germany, France, Spain, all the different countries. They were all going there for a weekend and party. They just party. That was in the spring. So, the first day I got there, I met the king of the gypsies. That's right. King of the gypsies, he was a young man. I noticed he had 16 wives and they said 130 children. And he was quite something. Could have been more than 35. Anyway, I've seen a lot of people in my time, some of them have power that don't deserve it, and other people who don't do deserve it that don't have it. But of all the people I've ever seen, this man definitely did deserve it, and he had it. So anyway, I stayed there for a week and partied. I stayed as long as part I ever attended. And it was about time to leave, and they said, all right, I've done everything twice just about. And that we're going to have to sleep for a week. So they were pretty much aware of all this. So they said, what do you want to take with you while you go? I had to make my way out of there somehow. So I just said, seeing that I had to stay up for a week, I just needed to stay up a little bit longer. And so I asked for one more cup of coffee for the road, and they were nice enough to put it in a bag for me. You driving. I'm an old country fan. When the wheels get heavy, I'm a borderline. A man of me. What's my true love of mine? In you go, when the snowflakes storm and the rivers freeze and summer rain. See for me, it seems every day. Thank you. but it doesn't talk as well. I'm sending you who you can, I'm a kind of world. I'm